Headline in the Tribune the other day, Peter Nicias wrote this story, pile of bones, a deadly fire, an animal cruelty arrest unraveling what went wrong at a former Illinois animal sanctuary. About a half hour's drive from Kankakee is the location for this animal sanctuary in a town you and I may never have heard of called Thawville, Illinois. The woman who ran it, Nicias says, was Corinne DiLorenzo, or Corinne, C-O-R-I-N-N-E, has been indicted on a felony charge of aggravated animal cruelty, and the Illinois Attorney General's Division that oversees charitable groups is also investigating. People who no longer can or will take care of their pets can have them rescued. Sometimes they're fostered out and adopted by other families. Sometimes they go to a sanctuary where they live out their natural life. Dogs, cats, rabbits, horses, goats. It's all kinds of animals that people discard in their lives. This is a place they went to, and it sounds like they were not being well cared for. Now, this lady's been very quiet, DiLorenzo. She hasn't talked to anybody since this story went public. Melissa Pena is on a phone line, and Melissa worked with her. Hey, Melissa, it's John Williams. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Everything I've said so far is kind of true, right? That's where we are right now?
Yeah, that's exactly where we're at right now.
And what was your role? What did you have to do with this place?
Well, Corinne was a friend of mine first, and then in 2014, she started Earth Animal Sanctuary. Prior to that, I was kind of just doing animal rescue, just on my own, working with, you know, various rescues. I foster for House Rabbit Society of Illinois and Red Door, and just different rescues around the Illinois area, transporting and whatnot. And then in 2014, Corinne had moved out to Thawville and started what was Earth Animal Sanctuary.
And I have to ask you this early on. Do you know her to be a mentally well person? I mean, if it's a person who's unstable, all of this makes sense. But they found the remains of hundreds and hundreds of animals there, and it doesn't look like they were cared for well. Was she okay?
Well, I mean, as far as I knew, she was okay. I mean, Corinne had never presented herself as anything other than what I, you know, always thought that she was, which was a loving person, a person that cared for animals, and somebody that I never would have imagined that could hurt an animal. In hindsight, you know, that's really not who she was, as we kind of have been going through this, and different aspects of her life have revealed themselves. One of the women that has been working with this, working on this with me, her name is Dr. Marion Willits. She's a associate professor of sociology at ISU, and she's somebody that knew Corinne from her past, and she had given her professional opinion and said that Corinne fits the profile of what's called an exploiter hoarder. And it's my understanding, I had never heard of anything like that, and I guess looking back, it now all kind of maybe makes sense. An exploiter hoarder is someone that acquires animals to fulfill their own ego's needs, kind of like, look at me, I'm doing something wonderful.
Yeah, right.
Situation.
Well, that maybe, I mean, literally, that's why I ask about her mental health. My producer, Elif, this morning Googled multiple personality disorder.
Right.
She presented herself as a lot of things with a lot of ambitions. You told me off the air she wanted to be a singer. No, she wanted to be a chef. No,
yes.
She wants to rescue animals. And in the process, when she's moved on to something else, she's got a lot full of horses and dogs and cows and things like that that now aren't so interesting to her. Do we know how the animals died?
We don't know exactly how the animals died. Unfortunately, they were, you know, the remains were too far gone for any type of necropsy or anything like that to happen. But we did have an archaeologist come out to the area where the animals were found, and they had kind of sorted through the remains that we found, particularly the skulls, and they had given an age to each of the skull and each of the skulls, and they had what they had come up with was most of the animals were young when they had died, which isn't right. I mean, animals go to sanctuary, you know, with the intention of them living out their natural life, you know, to old age. So, you know, the large quantity of animals, you know, having died young is highly suspicious.
Who was turning the animals over to her?
Well, I know that she had gotten the animals from like various animal control facilities.
In the Chicago area or throughout the state?
Kind of throughout the state. A lot of that came from the Chicago area. Various counties. Individual people would reach out to her that, you know, hey, my pig, I can't care for it anymore. You know, it grew to be too big, and I just can't afford it or whatever. And they would turn the animal over to her, you know, in good faith, thinking that this is where their, you know, beloved pet would be for the entirety of its life.
And Melissa, the name of that was the Earth Animal Sanctuary. How was then she supposed to have the money to take care of all these animals?
Well, she was taking in donations throughout this time. And one of the things that had kind of come to light through all this is that the 501c3 was involuntarily dissolved in October of 2016 due to non-payment of taxes. And that's something that, you know, none of us that were you had been working with her in the past had known.
That's a red flag.
She'd been taking in donations after that.
You were on the board of that organization?
Yes. Early on, from probably about 2014 when she started, till about 2016.
Well, Melissa, the pictures we see of this place are deplorable, and it's so bad that DCFS said her teenage son is not allowed to live there. It was a wooden floor. There was animal excrement around. It was one of those instances where people are not mentally well or they're drug addicts, and now they're just living in squalor. You didn't see anything like that?
No. When I was the times that I had been in her house had been, you know, earlier on, and later on I had no, you know, real reason to go in the house when the animals, you know, were outside. So the photos that I saw were, you know, absolutely shocking to me. I mean, feces on the floor, I mean, squalor, what you would just, you know, picture on the, you know, that television show Hoarders, what you see people living in filthy conditions, electrical wires hanging.
Right.
I remember reading, you know, the sheriff investigators' reports, and they said that the smell was indescribable. So that, the DCFS had stepped in and they had gotten a warrant to search the house, and, you know, because of her son, and they had made her son, leave the premises until she made some repairs. And unfortunately, when he was able to return, the repairs were very minimal that she had to make, you know, pretty much just clean up the wiring and whatnot.
That's not a well person. So she's not in jail, though, now, right?
She's not in jail. She was arrested on Christmas Eve at her home, from what I understand. She's not living on the sanctuary property. She no longer lives in Thawville. She was arrested on aggravated animal cruelty charge, which is a class 4 felony. And she posted her bond out the same day. So she had to pay 10% of the $10,000. She's out on bond and, with pending court dates. And from what I understood, she has asked for a trial by jury.
Okay. Well, good luck to her on that. So here's the deal. If I give my pet or my goat or whatever to, I'm not exactly sure who, some animal rescue organization.
Sure.
I'm hopeful that they are attentive to the conditions that those animals are going to be sent to. Can you comment on that, Melissa? This is troubling.
I can. I just want to say that, you know, the people that I know, you know, and that I do work with, and, you know, that are in, you know, the animal rescue community, their heart and soul is in it. You know, this is what they, you know, they live and breathe this kind of work. And, what I recommend to people, you know, that are looking to, you know, maybe rehome their animal, even if it's with another individual, not necessarily even a rescue organization or sanctuary, you want to make sure you do your research, ask questions, ask for references, visit again, you know, have eyes on it for yourself and know where the animal is going, and just not take somebody's word for it that, you know, that they are going to be going to a good place, because this is, look at where we ended up.
Well, we haven't heard probably the last of this lady. She's not talking to the press. She and her attorney aren't available. And you are one of those people that knew her as a friend. Then she's into this animal rescue thing. You were too. You worked with her. And then it sounds like something clicked. Something went wrong. And that's where the story is today.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you know, what went wrong is the question. I mean, ultimately, you know, I don't know for sure. We don't know for sure, but, you know, my opinion is that, you know, I think she lost interest, and I think that, you know, she had started a new career in the process of all of this, and I think that the animals kind of took a back seat.
Right.
And they were, you know, ended up being neglected and not fed or not fed enough, and then neglect led to illness, and, you know, without any medical intervention, the animals started dying. Yeah.
She is obviously able enough. You told me off the air. She's an independent business person. She's in insurance. She's got a job. She does well. So I'm not exactly sure what that tells me about her and her abilities, but one last question. Mm-hmm. The archaeologists and you were there, found a couple hundred animal remains. How many total animals do we think were in her care that died there?
We believe that there are still about six or 700 the animals that are still missing. Because what we had found on the property were only about 200 animals.
That's amazing.
So there's a lot of animals missing, and that's the question that everybody wants to know. Where are the animals? You know, that's what everybody's just been asking. Where are the animals? Where could they be? You know, what happened? What went wrong? And, you know, Corinne has never come forward to speak on her behalf, and that's the odd thing. It's just that's what makes everything so suspicious, is that she's never come forward. She's never made a statement on her behalf. She never reached out to anyone that cared about her.
You've tried to reach out to her.
Yeah, absolutely, on numerous occasions, and she just never returned the text or the phone call. You know, the last thing that I had said to her was like, "Just let me know what's going on. Just let me know that you're okay." And she never responded. I think throughout all of this, at the end of 2018, she reached out to one person and sent a text that just said, "I'm okay." You know, and that was really it. But then hadn't responded to anyone.
Yeah, I'm out of time. She's in her 40s, it looks like?
No, she's late 30s.
All right. Good luck to you. Thanks for coming on. This is frustrating, but also helpful. And I really appreciate your insight into all of this, Melissa.
All right, John. I appreciate you having me on.
Best to you. Melissa Pena works with, she formerly was with that organization, Earth Animal Sanctuary, and at least knew that lady personally.